Hey, this is Letitia. Just when you thought it was safe to turn on the television again, it looks like reality TV is here to stay. Have you heard about the new season of Survivor? For season number 13 of this CBS reality show, the producers have put 20 contestants into four groups. And you've guessed it. Blacks, whites, Asians, and Hispanics. Will you choose sides? Will this get you to watch? I must admit, I'd love to see a bad horror movie every once in a while, so I'm in. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I'm not a big fan of the show Survivor. I'm often trying to escape from my own reality, so submerging myself into a total stranger's reality is not my idea of an entertaining night. However, I must admit that I will be checking out the new season just to see if my race is representing me to the fullest and if other races are living up to the stereotypes that we've all come to know and love. For example, is the African-American tribe sleeping late, not doing any work, and blaming each other for their lack of immunities? Will the Asian tribe men be resorting to intellect or violence, while their women resort to using sex and seduction to get the upper hand on the competition? How about the Hispanic tribe? Did they sneak a few extra family members over to the island thinking no one would notice? Are they trading manual labor for extra food? And let us not forget the white tribe. Well, we all know that they really won't have to do much to win because they are the superior race. And since they're also compassionate, they will allow the Hispanics to work for them, the Asian women to take care of them, and the blacks, well, they'll give them something to complain about. All joking aside, I really do have mixed feelings about this racial ploy to increase ratings. I'm glad to see that more races are being given the opportunity to appear on television. It will be interesting to see how the five people within the same race are different from one another. More importantly, it will be great for the country to see how other races differ from their stereotypes and have more similar traits than they realize. What bothers me is the fact that as a nation, we continue to show our insanity by continuing to do the same thing, put one race against the other, and expect something different to happen. Or maybe we don't. Maybe the powers that be have got this whole thing figured out. If we continue to fight and not trust each other, we'll stay apart and argue over the little things like who's getting all the minimum wage jobs or the high interest loans, instead of coming together and forcing our leaders to do the best for all people, not just the ones with the biggest bankroll. Putting all my conspiracy theories aside, I do understand that this is just one television show. I also realize that it's for entertainment purposes only. However, not everyone with a television has my sense and sensibility. Who knows? Maybe the show will surprise us all and really focus on how we are all a part of the human race, all God's children. Perhaps it'll embrace our cultural diversity while highlighting our individual similarities. What am I thinking? We're talking about TV. Besides, where does it all end? Next season, do we have the lawyer tribe, doctor tribe, pimp and prostitute tribe? Or do we have the transgender versus the homophobes and the Christians versus the atheists? This is Letitia, representing all races.